Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, Katie. Oh my gosh, you're here on my summer vacation.
It's been so long.
It's been quite a long time.
It's been a while.
You all right?
Good, thanks, hon. How are you?
I'm okay, actually. Yeah.
Been lost without me.
Do you know what? It's been such a brief respite, but alas, here we are again. This is Be More Cleverer, the podcast in which me and Katie get together and learn things. We teach each other things and in turn teach you that information. We've been doing it for 12 episodes, unbelievably. And we're back now, but kind of doing something a little bit different. Hence why we're in a bunker underground.
Essentially, yes, we are in a bunker in Soho, in central London. So, if you're not familiar. So, yes, but this is something slightly different. This is a spin-off, sister edition, bonus show called Even More Cleverer. So, what we are doing in this is we are inviting a keen, enthusiastic listener along to partake in the fact-finding with us. And so, in this inaugural edition of Even More Cleverer, we have invited Be More Cleverer superfan, Georgia May Parker.
Your biggest fan.
Hi, Georgia.
Biggest fan. Hi, guys.
Hello, thanks for doing this.
No worries. Like I said, biggest fan. Well willing.
We're so privileged to have you here.
I'm really excited.
What was your favourite fact that you learned when you were listening to our podcast?
Oh, God.
Pressure. She's listened to literally everyone.
Well, my favourite podcast was definitely the Red Light District one. I loved how awkward you were. I loved how awkward it was going in the sex shop. It was great.
We were awkward, weren't we?
I mean, this is like the setting for this, for where we went, so we could go afterwards.
Yeah.
We could. Maybe that's round two is what we need.
Next door, let's go.
Let's not rule it out. Yeah, that's my favourite one as well, actually.
It was great.
So, you've been fact-finding for us.
I have. I really, really have.
So what we are going to be doing in these little shows is, these little bonus editions, is going to be getting our keen listeners to fact find for us, so you don't have to do as much of the work, basically.
But listeners of this podcast, fear not, we always want to learn things.
Absolutely.
We just don't want to research.
We just don't want to do the work.
We don't do the work. Just for the, just for the summer months. It's like when the Queen goes to the Isle of Wight, Queen Victoria.
When does she... When Queen Victoria
it's like
does
when
that.
Queen Victoria...
Has she done that recently?
It's like when Queen Victoria used to vacation at the Isle of Wight.
Hang on, how is that in any way linked? I'm so lost.
No, we're just having
He's
a vacation.
Had a wife.
She's just, we're learning facts and we're not doing much because it's
You're not even going to try and explain to us how you
we're
got
on a Holly Bob. Leave me be.
Oh my God. Right, so George is going to give us some facts in a very short interval. But first, we need to talk about the fact that we've got some correspondence.
I know. Oh my gosh, it hasn't stopped.
Bigger fan than me.
Well, apparently so.
Wow.
I don't want to go on about it too much, but we did a Periscope, didn't we, Katie, to announce that we were going to do this side sister series, Even More Cleverer. So we did a Periscope to announce that. And we got some new fans. It was amazing.
I think we planned to be on it for maybe like half an hour. We were on it for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, a long time.
Just like giving facts about stuff. But the point we're getting at is that we've had some correspondence from someone who found us via Periscope, and that is someone called Laura. So thank you very much, Laura, for reaching out to us.
Thanks for getting in touch.
Thanks for reaching out. She sent us some facts. So, do you want some facts from Laura?
Yes.
She's actually taken pictures from a book.
Oh my gosh, she's actually... I don't think I've ever looked... Be honest, Katie, have you ever looked at a book to get some of these facts we've talked about?
Yes. I went to the British Library once.
You went to the British Library once?
I told you about this.
Okay, kiss us.
Yeah. So, anyway, bubble wrap was invented after someone tried to create a textured wallpaper. A textured wallpaper.
Could you imagine having a full wall of bubble wrap?
But it ended up being, like, bubble wrap, and they were like, might as well use this to protect stuff. So they tried to make a textured wallpaper, and it ended up being bubble wrap.
It's been creating fun ever since.
Yeah.
Like, so. I think definitely bubble wrap much more fun than wallpaper, so
exactly.
Winner to everyone.
And also, walking on your toes requires 83% more energy than walking normally. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Thanks, Laura. If you have any facts that you'd like us to know, please email us bemoreclever@gmail.com. We always welcome that. Please do it.
We love it.
But back to the matter at hand, I reckon.
Yeah, this is all about Georgia. So, Georgia, you have gone to find out a couple of facts for us.
Yes,
we've
really have.
To find the best facts of life.
Mm-hmm.
The two best facts. I mean, you could possibly find.
Yeah, I mean, I have done my absolute best, and I kind of wanted to go for facts that I didn't know already. I wanted to learn something new myself. So, yeah, so my first fact that I went for something to do with little old Queenie. The Queenie.
90.
90? Two birthdays? What is that about? But, no, my fact is more about her handbags. Guess how many handbags she's got, right?
Oh, God.
Like, realistically.
I would say that she has, like, one.
No.
I would, like, imagine I'd have, like, the same black handbag.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, Manana. Manana's got, like, the one.
Yeah, but think of all the colours that she wears. She's got to have a matching handbag for every outfit that she wears.
Okay,
I'm going to go rainbow 7.
I'm going to go rainbow 7.
Same colour as the rainbow.
Okay, I'm going to say... I feel like it's a lot, the way you looked at me. So I'm going to say 30... No, I'm going to say 50.
Well, you're both way off. She has a whopping 200 handbags. 200 handbags in her collection, right?
200!
200, right? But they're not just to carry around her diamonds and her pearls and her corgis and stuff like that.
What
right? No. They also serve a really big purpose in her life, right? So basically, the way that she holds a bag... actually does say a lot about like her in a social situation. So what she does is if she places her bag on the table, it means that she wants to leave the event within 5 minutes. So all the people around her know that she wants to leave the event within 5 minutes.
Incredible.
And it's like a secret code, right? And if she's holding her bag to the side, then that's a sign that she wants to move on. And a lady who was, like, in waiting, who was just, like, waiting around for these signs, will rush in and, like, escort her out of a place.
So, like, that's, like, about the sassiest thing you can do, I think.
Incredible, right?
Ready to leave the convo, like, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm done here. Let me talk to the next person.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. She's just gone up in my estimations.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I love her.
She's got her own code.
Yep.
Bag code.
And all of the people around know exactly.
Imagine, now that we know this, if we, in the unlikely event that we met the Queen for services to podcasting...
How rude would it be?
Imagine if she did that to us, we would just die.
Yeah, you would. Oh, no. You would. Oh, but now, God. Like, if you ever watch anything, like, on TV or anything like that, watch for the bag, because this isn't, like, a known fact.
This is great. Kate, can you start doing this on Nights Out?
Yeah, I think we should.
I think this would be great.
Okay, should we move on to the next one?
Yes.
Okay. I'm a bit obsessed with space, so this one is about space. Like, to the point where, before I go to bed, I will put on a documentary, and I will put it on the lowest screen brightness, on the lowest volume. Shout out to Brian Cox, by the way. I love him.
I love the brightness specification.
Yeah, I know, because I have to do that. This is like a nighttime routine that I have to do before I go to sleep. I know, I have to. And... yeah, Brian Cox, new rerun of Wonders of the Universe.
Yes, it's back on.
Yeah.
Millions of stars.
Exactly. We are just sand.
We are
in an infinite universe.
And trillions of grains of sand.
Oh my God. Yeah. This is absolutely fantastic.
Are you okay?
You are so great at that. Anyway, so yeah. So my next fact is... basically, I found it out today and I thought it was really, really interesting. So, the Apollo astronauts' footprints on the moon will probably stay there for at least 100 million years. So any tracks, any, like, thing that they've left behind will stay there for that long.
And you are a super fan.
Oh, my God.
You know that we've done an edition about the 1969 moon landing.
Uh-huh, I know.
It's like an extra bit of information if you missed it on that one.
Yeah,
that is Very exciting.
100 million years. Yeah. I thought you were going to go 100, and then I was counting in my hand like, ooh, they've only got 60 left, whatever.
Nope.
100 million.
100 million. Do you want to know why?
Yeah. Ooh.
Because the moon doesn't have any atmosphere, so there's no water or wind to erode or wash away Neil Armstrong's or Buzz's marks on the moon.
And I think we knew that there was no atmosphere, but you don't really think about what that means.
Mm. So the footprints, rover prints, spaceship prints... will stay there, preserved, for a very, very, very long time. But erosion is happening, but very, very, very slowly.
So...
I like that. Buddy, but erosion is happening.
Very slowly.
So Neil Armstrong's, you know, his footprint's still
on. Yeah, Neil's stuff is still
Buzz
there.
Buzz Aldrin.
Yep.
Still on.
Yep.
I found out something as well, actually, on the space thing.
Mm.
I thought... We're talking about the moon, and, like, even just saying 100 million years sounds, like, so long.
Mm.
And I was thinking as well, like, space is damn far away.
It's really far.
Actually not that far.
Oh.
Basically, if we could do this, and we turned your car to face the sky,
mm-hmm.
it would take you less than an hour to drive and get to space.
Really?
Fact. Space is 100 kilometres away.
No.
Yeah. So it's 100 kilometres away, and that's when there's a line. You know, like, we have the, what's that line called?
Ozone?
The equator.
Equator.
Okay. Okay.
There's another line.
Ozone line.
Ozone line. That's still on. There's another line. So the equator is it goes around the world. And if you go 100 kilometres away from the Earth, around, there is a line called the Kármán line. And that is the definition of where space begins.
The Kármán line?
Yeah. I reckon next time we all meet up, we should meet up in space.
Sure. Kármán line. See you there.
See you in the Kármán line.
So, we also asked Georgia to find us the backstory to an idiom. Now, let me explain more. So, by idiom, we mean, like, a catchphrase or an expression, basically what it means. So, I think the only way to explain this more is by asking Georgia about the example that we gave her.
Okay, yeah. So, you guys gave me beating around the bush.
Yeah, so we asked you to find out what don't beat around the bush.
Yeah, that's...
Because we have literally no idea
yes.
where that came from.
Mm. Right, well, it basically means... Well, no, it does mean to avoid answering questions or approaching something in a roundabout way, right?
Yeah. But where did it come from?
Okay, I have that too.
Great.
Okay, so the origin of the idiom being around the bush is associated with hunting.
Okay.
In the medieval times.
Okay.
Well, actually, it goes that far back.
Yeah. Mm. So, in the medieval times... Hunters hired men to beat around the area of bushes with sticks in order to flush out birds and foxes and rabbits or any other small kind of creature, but any creatures that were taking cover in the bush.
Sure.
Right? They avoided hitting the bushes directly because if there's like a beehive in there or something...
Never hit a bush directly.
Then you're like, it's never hit a bush directly.
Never.
Like, it's always a bad idea. It can, put a swift and welcome end to the hunt, as you would imagine.
Yes.
All been there. Yeah. And that's it. That's where it came from.
There's, like, so many things to take from that.
What do you take from that?
Why were they hitting the bush?
They weren't hitting the bush. They were hitting around the bush, on the floor around the bush.
So why were they hitting
around
the bush?
To avoid hitting in the bush, like, hitting directly into the bush.
But they should have been hitting into the bush.
Well,
to get to the core.
They should
of that
have
issue.
Really, but they were too scared because
they
of beehives and stuff.
They should have just got to the core. They just
should have just
hit
done it. Yeah,
so
but they didn't.
Like, so when you say don't beat around the bush, it's like no, beat into the bush. Like sort this out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Because you're like, okay, don't beat around the bush. Tell me how I was shit.
Yeah.
So hit the beehive.
Okay, don't beat around the bush. I'm doing this shit.
Like, don't be scared of the beehive.
Yeah. Don't be scared of the beehive. Should we just start saying that? Should we bring that into conversation?
Yeah.
Rather than don't beat the bush.
Don't be scared of the beehive.
Don't be scared of the beehive.
Hashtag don't be scared of the beehive. Well, I feel enriched from that information, Georgia.
The Queen's handbag's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And so do you have a topic suggestion for us? Because we also asked you for one of those. So when we bring actual Be More Cleverer back and we do a topic each week, what idea do you have for a topic?
Okay, so... Well, it all stems from my mum calling me the other week, and she was like, Georgia, today I had a phone call with a clairvoyant.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
And you were telling me all this stuff about you and your brother and sister and family and blah, 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 and said that somebody were going to go for a blood test, and it turns out my grandma and all this stuff, and it all came true. And so, from that...
Yeah.
Hmm. I would like to know how clairvoyance work.
Oh. Ooh, that's interesting.
There's a lot of... I mean, there's so many places we could go with that.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh, clairvoyancy.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you very much for that, Georgia. So we've got two lovely facts about the Queen and about space. And also, we now know what don't beat around the bush means.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the beehive.
Don't hit the beehive.
Hit the beehive.
Hit the beehive.
Yes.
You have to. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have hit the beehive. Always hit the beehive.
Yeah, never avoid it.
Lasting words, I think, Georgia.
Absolutely.
And a great way to kick off Even More Cleverer.
Yes.
Yeah. We will be back in 2 weeks. Even More Cleverer is going to be a fortnightly thing, I reckon, Katie.
I mean, yeah, let's decide now. it is a fortnightly thing. So look forward to the next edition. It's going to be fun.
With another guest, which will be great. In the meantime, give us a little look on our Twitter at Be More Cleverer. You can subscribe to this and keep going with us and learning all the facts that you could ever possibly dream of.
Yeah, we tweet loads of facts from our little account too. So keep up with that. See ya. That's us over and out, I reckon.
There's one more thing to tell you, Katie. Hit the beehive. No, what was it?
Hit the beehive.
Hit
Georgia.
The beehive.
Hit the beehive.
Hit the beehive.
Hit the beehive, guys.
See you later.
Bye.
Geven maakt gelukkig. Daarom vind je bij Dio heel veel inspiratie voor de mooiste en voordeligste cadeaus voor de feestdagen. Dio, je beste zelf.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.